1. Begin transmission.
It's palindrome time. 10 animals I slam in a net. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that is usually the time that we like to drink some tea. And it is also the traditional starting time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm doing that thing that I do every single day. I'm drinking tea. It's so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, drinking that Che Guan Yin once again today, the Iron Goddess of Mercy. And speaking of various goddesses, maybe we need to consult the Numbers Goddess, you know. She's just a lady, a numbers lady. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 518, number 234, number 541, number 545, number 786. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady. Oh, everybody loves that numbers lady. I know I do. Right, so, anyway, here we are. It's another day. And as I glance, damn it, down into my teacup, there's some cat fluff floating on the surface of my tea. So, let's grab that. Yeah, okay, I think we're good. I think we're good. Oh, yeah. Che Guan Yin. I'm glad to be drinking lovely hot tea again today. It's very good. It's kind of a cool day. If you look out the windows, I thought we were going to be doing stuff today. I thought we were going to be going outside. You know, we are on Mushroom Watch, and I'm looking into the laundry room, and I'm seeing that some of the clothes that were on the dryer are now on the floor. Okay, whatever, we'll just leave that there for now. I guess I won't deal with it. Cats. Okay, we are on Mushroom Watch, and it rained a little bit yesterday and last night. It didn't ever rain very heavily, but it came down steadily for hours at a very low level. You know, it wasn't even like rain. It just, everything was just constantly wet, but you never like saw any raindrops splashing on the ground. And so I was thinking today might be a good day to go out and check. Although I still think it's a little bit early for morels. You know, I was thinking, yeah, we could go out and take a look anyway. It would be something to do. But as I was looking outside, you know, it's nice and sunny. It's nice and sunny, but it's very, very windy again. Just huge, massive gusts of wind. And I consulted the Weather Channel, and they said that it was going to rain again. Or a 60% chance of rain. So rain is probably coming. That's cool. But I don't think we're going to go out today, because I'm also not doing the best. I had another very strange night. I didn't sleep very well and woke up in some minor pain that was just annoying as hell. Just so annoying. But yeah, I managed to get up. I managed to think about a bunch of things. Did I actually accomplish anything? I don't know. Oh, but does it matter? No, of course it doesn't matter. Right, so that's what I'm doing. I'm just sitting here leaning on my hip, which kind of hurts, but there's no other good way for me to sit on it. So I'm kind of annoyed. That's my whole thing today, an annoyance that I can't quite define or put my finger on the source of, but it's still there. Nonetheless, what the hell is wrong with me? I don't know. But anyway, last night before I sort of tried to go to sleep, this was around 3 a.m., I was having a little snack and I was sitting here watching junk on YouTube. But then I decided to watch a documentary about Public Enemy, because that popped up in the recommendations somewhere, and everybody knows I'm a huge Public Enemy fan, so I watched the documentary, and did I learn anything that I didn't already know? Well, not really. It was really sort of a puff piece historical thing more than anything, but it was cool. It was fun to see some of the old footage and old photographs pre-Public Enemy times, so that was pretty cool. I can dig that. So now I'm trying to decide if I want to listen to any Public Enemy today. Man, I love PE. I can remember the first time I heard them. Me and Booper were going to do something. He came and he picked me up, and I was going to start saying something as soon as I was sitting down into his car, and he said, "Wait, don't say anything. You have to hear this." And he puts this tape in his stereo, and he starts blasting the Nation of Millions album. And I'm like, holy crap, what is this? And he hands me the was it the J-Box, or was it, were you listening to that on CD? I don't even remember, but I'm looking at the album cover, and I said, okay, so Malcolm X and the Black Panthers started a rap group. And it was, you know, from then on. I think Nation of Millions is probably my favorite album, my favorite all-time album, regardless of genre, regardless of time period. Nation of Millions by Public Enemy is, there, it's just all hits. It's nothing but gems and incredible work. And, you know, I don't mean to hype it up here, because if there's one thing that Public Enemy has always taught us, it's to don't believe the hype. But the hype is worth it. You got to listen to more Public Enemy. We need Chuck D today more than we ever have. And we also need MP3s that don't stop.
Right, here's what I want you all to do for me. Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base. Come on! Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal, but now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the Frank Guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome of Public Enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam. So here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the man. They'll book up the new school rap game. Writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. Some claim that I'm a smuggler, some say I never heard of ya, a rap burglar. False media, we don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X,
As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punks can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks, some perpetrate, they drink Clorox, attack the black because I know they lack exact the cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool, never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember there's a need to get alarm. Again I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to her, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you, as you get up and dance at the LQ. With some denied, defiant, I swing bolos. Then in it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the whack. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo Chuck, they must be on a pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiend, if we're static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen, I gotta ask him.
Yo Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Yo, Harry, are we that type? Don't believe the hype. So anyway, that's an important song, especially today, in this day and age. Even though this song, how old is this song now? This would be, let's see. We're looking at 30 years. And we need this more than we ever have. If you listen to the lyrics of that song, you can hear Chuck D berating things like fake news. 30 years ago. 30 years ago, a little ahead of the time. It wouldn't kill us to have these guys. In this era, are you kidding me? Oh, good tea today. I do love drinking tea. And I do love Public Enemy. Ow. Right, so where are they now? What's going on? What's Chuck D doing? What's Flavor Flav doing? What's Terminator X doing? What's Hank Shockley doing? I'm not all that sure. I think Chuck D and Flavor Flav still tour from time to time with a band, and I think Terminator X decided to go solo a few years back, and I don't think he's involved much anymore. I don't know. And if they're playing with a live band, I don't know what Hank Shockley's got anything to do with that. We need Public Enemy. We need Public Enemy in the media right now. More than ever. Oh my God. I'd love to hear Chuck D's rant against Donald Trump. That would be awesome. Oh, this is good tea today. Okay, wait. I just had the weirdest idea. Oh, maybe we need to see if Luna Lee does any Public Enemy covers. Oh, I know she doesn't because she's into classic rock, but Oh, that would be funny, wouldn't it? Oh boy! But you know what? The weird thing is I don't know if I feel like starting a revolution today. I mean, I'm sure I could finish a revolution today if I had to, but I don't know how much walking I can do today, man. Hey, so anyway. If we're not going to start any revolutions, we don't need any more revolution music. So maybe we need something a little bit different. And I need the healing power of my tea. Oh, so maybe we need to go to something ethnic, something desert. Some desert guitar music from Tenarawen. That might be a good one. Here's a song we haven't heard from them. Let's see where this goes. This is called Wartilla. and it fades up slowly. How very atmospheric. How ambient. I love it. This is my kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. That's some straight up desert trance dub going on there. Very cool. Very hypnotique. Oh, I love it. Love these guys. Love everything they do. Cannot get enough of this. I am thinking about moving to wherever it is that they live. I'm not sure where they live. I know they live in the desert. Somewhere where I don't live, and I feel like I need to go there so I can drink tea with them and play fun music with them and hang out in the desert. Oh, so I don't know what's going on with the old media player here. It is freaking out a little bit and is still going even though I hit stop, but we'll just use this as some background music for right now. Oh. I'm kind of wondering if I should go to the store. I made the mistake of watching some cooking videos last night while I was sitting around doing nothing. And I saw some things that looked pretty good, and I thought, yeah, somebody needs to be making that like me. And so now I'm thinking, no, I really don't need to go out and buy, you know, $80 worth of ingredients just to make one meal. Actually, I feel like I do need to do that. But it's not like I'm making $80 worth of food. It's just that I need to buy a lot of condiments. You know, when you need, like 4 or 5 exotic condiments that cost, you know, $6 to $12 a bottle, you end up having a very expensive meal. The good news is you end up having, you know, really nice expensive condiments for the next couple years, but, you know, whatever. So I'm thinking about doing a couple different things. I'm thinking about making some shashlik. And I'm also thinking about making, I don't know, like some kind of shumai. I've been thinking about this for a couple of days. You know, I've been having some crazy ideas. I've been having some culinarily experimental ideas. And I've been thinking that, you know, maybe we should try some of this. But I also do need... I need a better steamer. Which means I gotta go to a different store and I gotta go buy some bamboo steamer racks. Different ones. But basically what I need is I need one of those big ones. I need one of those ones that's about, not 2 feet in diameter, but like 18 inches in diameter, like 50 centimeters, 45 centimeters. I need a 45 centimeter steamer, but I only need one rack with the lid. And then I gotta, the whole damn thing's a hassle to figure out. Maybe I'll just use my other steamer. I did a one. Man, I'm really into drinking this tea today. Oh, it's so good. It is so good. But as for right now, I think I need some more music. But I'm not sure what it. I think I need right now. Huh.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Of course I don't have girlfriend Vietnam. Never gets old. Hey, baby, you got girlfriend Vietnam? That will never not be funny to me. Oh, my God. It's just too much. And don't act like you're not laughing along with me.
Bam, 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 bam Thanks, boys. Thanks, Joey. I know the feeling. I truly and honestly say that I can relate to that song. Wait, school's out? Wait, what? There's no school during the pandemic? Come on, when in doubt, what are you going to turn to? Yeah, come on, the Ramones, don't be stupid. And you know, now I feel like I want to see Rock and Roll High School, the famous Roger Corman film featuring our boys, our favorite family of punk rock. You know what? That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to see if I can find that on one of the old free streaming services, and maybe I'll just get my Rock and Roll High School on today. While I drink all this tea and otherwise have a good time. Maybe I'll eat a lunch. Maybe I'm going to have a grilled cheese sandwich today. I don't know. We're going to see what happens. But anyway, you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Rock and Roll High School Committee, a show that airs every single damn day without any breaks whatsoever. And always at 1930 UTC, so keep tuning in. Weird stuff keeps happening. We'll find some mushrooms soon, but as for me, I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.